getting better.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, just posted my conservative talk last week in Arizona. People really seem to like it.
Yes, they did.
You tell us your opinion. You can leave a comment if you'd like. It's on Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. If you'd like to be my friend, you can do that. Folks, I got a fan page up now due to the fact that I've been advised. Bradley, you need to throw a fan page up there. Not to raise my head above yours, of course, but to just let you know that I got a lot of friends on my other Facebook account, so we're going to have to jump over to the other account. But if you'd like to, excuse me, you can go to that. That is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean on Facebook. The phone lines are accessible, friends. If you'd like to give us a call, you can. It's 1-877-807-9977. It just got really hot. 1-877-807-9977. And by the way, if you'd like to be a follower of mine on Twitter, you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy, who did a constitutional course last night and it was really good?
Woo! He says, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Not because. Folks, you might have heard us on the air here.
You were afraid I was going to come after you for that one, didn't you?
But you know what? I deserved it on that one.
This is what love does, friends. Iron sharpens iron. So if you ever hear clanking on Sons of Liberty, we're just sharpening each other. That's all.
The good part is, though, is that when you are reproved, you eventually learn to reprove yourself first. And then you know you're growing.
That's leadership.
The past 2 days we've been, obviously we're at the conference over the weekend in Arizona. You were listening to us. We broadcasted live from there. Yesterday, Bradley was on the Rusty Humphreys Show. I encourage you to check out that podcast. It was a fantastic interview. It was something mainstream is not used to. I think Rusty's a great guy, and I believe he appreciates the spirit that is running through the veins of Mr. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Very good show, guys. Bob Langstaff, also from the morning show. We were on that. And then today...
Now, where's Bob from?
Bob's from North Carolina. Raleigh, North Carolina.
Did you tell Bob you could spell his name forward and backwards and it spells the same thing? I always have to tell Bob's that.
I know. Yeah. I didn't tell him that.
Yeah, you should have.
I'm going to send him an email.
He probably has never heard that before, Bradley.
Probably hasn't.
Jake.
Bob Langstaff, The Morning Show. Tuesday, this morning, Bradley was on Your Defending Fathers out of Petoskey, Michigan.
Yep, Brian, our friend over there, yep.
That's right, and we're on that station, actually, on every Saturday up in northern Michigan. And Tim Elders, Buy Back America on K-Talk in Salt Lake City, Utah, talking about...
No, you did that one, right?
Yep. Okay. Yep, that was this morning. Talking about the situation.
He wasn't Catholic, was he? You didn't have to confront him for his hypocrisies?
I think so. I think,
like that one you did last week?
Just
wanted to make sure. He did not like it.
No, he didn't.
You need to watch
it.
Yes.
You better watch it.
K-Talk in Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City, I think there's a lot of Mormons there. This guy seemed like he had his head on his shoulders, correct?
Good.
He's talking about how he's reaching out to the next generation.
Mormons are very constitutionally based,
very
by
true.
The way, yes.
And historically.
If you ever watch your family heritage, you go to the Mormons, they seem to have all that information.
They've got the historicity.
They got that history right now. They just need to read Galatians 1.
That's true.
And Revelations 22.
You just got to read that history.
Right. Yeah.
We got a message this morning from a gentleman, and I bring this up because I've never heard of WinAmp, W-I-N-AMP, but this is what he said. I like your show. I ran across it while searching WinAmp on my new smartphone. My wife made me get rid of...
It's a smartphone, man.
That's right.
Sending us over
very
to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
That's right.
Yes.
My wife made me get rid of my flip phone and step into the 21st century. So for all of you that don't have an app to listen to Sons of Liberty, get to the 21st century. He said, I personally like to hear you on more local stations, Patrick.
That's folks, up to you, folks.
Just going
to
bring that up. You can get us on your local stations. Very few stations reject our content. They just need to know it exists. If you've got a local station there in town, we have demos, we have a website, we will help you. Call here, get our producer involved. We'll get on there. We're every single day and then Saturday.
Might I add why people are lured to what we're talking about, the content of our radio program, because people want to know the answers.
That's right.
They want to know how to bring about resolve. They don't want to just hear the talking heads on the right
or
the talking communists on the left.
That's right.
Yes.
Resolve brings, you know, as a matter of fact, you just gave the speech. And I know we're going to talk about it a little bit later.
So now you're going to start stealing my speech and acting
yours.
I actually like you did the high school assembly.
No.
It's like, I looked at Jake's high school assembly friends and I said, whoa, where did you get some of this stuff?
Get from a real smart guy.
Yeah.
Hey, these are some of the comments. So you want to stay tuned for the next segments when we play this speech. But this is what was the response. Vicky Wood said, I am in a way left speechless. That was just awesome, Bradley. I'm sharing this on my page for sure. Kellyanne St. Clair said, Bradley, this was the most powerful thing I've heard in a long time. And you're so right. Thank you, too, for speaking about children without fathers. I'm a single mom, not by choice, for many years. It was hard. Bah, it was worse than hard. Yeah. But God is a father to the fatherless, and I count on that fact every single day.
He's the author of your faith. He'll also be the finisher of your faith. If you'd like to check out that video, it's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or Bradley Dean. I have it posted there as well. It was my conservative talk last week in Arizona.
That's right.
Yeah, look to my left. You'll see Kevin Sorbo, Hercules, in that video, which is kind of ironic that he'd be a part of that panel.
He was kind of looking at you like comparing biceps. I think he realized he needed to get out there
and
work out.
Well, that's why he was sitting down and I was standing up.
He needed to work out some more. Michael Medved. I was watching that too.
Yeah.
You can see a picture of that.
The slouch. We talked about him yesterday. He's a smart guy. I just question his judgment sometimes,
And Joshua Charles, number one New York Times bestselling author. Folks, we're going to play it in
later
segments.
He's a smart guy, too.
Yes.
By the way, he's in that video as well.
They were all watching.
Yeah.
They had things to say.
We're going to talk about sickness versus choice when we come back. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates. rates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I don't like that intro. Let's do the other cool one. That's old news. Let's get rid of that
Start
one.
Start it over.
This one, yes. Okay. Are we live yet? Yes. Now, if that recording was a little bit clearer, it'd be awesome. Yeah.
Reminds me of a Universal ride, like when you go into tunnels and you're about to go on a ride.
Yes.
Gets you into the mood of excitement.
Yes. Thomas Jefferson said, where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. Folks, you've all heard that from this show several times. Henry Waxman, in parallel to Thomas Jefferson, Democrat California, criminal, U.S. Congress, he said, if someone is so fearful that they are going to start using their weapons to protect their rights, it makes me very nervous that these people have weapons at all.
And what protects
now,
them?
Now, if you're in California,
Congress?
Friends, you have a job to do.
Yes, you do.
You need to get rid of Henry.
Train
and you
today.
Should see a picture of this guy. Is he kidding me? I mean, the only thing he's missing is tape in the center of his glasses. He looks like someone from the Revenge of the Nerds. I'm not kidding.
I was thinking.
Now, folks, I'm not just taking pot shots at people here. This guy he looks like a straight nerd. And for him to say that, that is the whole purpose that you have Article 2 of the Bill
That's
of
right.
Rights, friends.
So
someone is so fearful that they are going to start using their weapons to protect their rights, it makes me very nervous that these people have weapons at all. Why? To keep criminals like you, Henry, in check.
That's right. You know, if you go down to this...
That's what he's nervous about.
You go down to the Capitol building where Henry goes for all his meetings. You know who he reminds me of?
Oh.
I just got to say this. Scott Weber's, you know, we had the meeting at his house. He's got a secret room, and there's these doctors in there.
It, totally. Yeah. But if it, can you imagine what Henry sounds like when he laughs? like totally the
like
revenge
they need
of
guns.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly.
They want guns,
folks. If you want to see this post, Jake, go ahead. Go ahead and share it with the people. Post
okay.
it on Sons of Liberty right now. Sons of Liberty Radio, friends, and then you'll get the humor of this. I mean, he did it to himself, friends.
Sure did.
He's got things on his face, and he doesn't want anybody telling him that he's got these things hanging on his face.
You know, if you go down
just
to the...
In his case, it just happens to be his eyes, his nose, his Hitler's mustache, and his gopher teeth.
Those teeth don't help you,
Henry. This is immature radio,
Jake. Don't help you. But you go down to the Capitol building right now where Henry goes to have his meetings with the rest of his criminal buddies. What are guarding the doors there? As a matter of fact, they're standing out in the street.
Totally. Yeah, Henry...
Those are police officers, and they have squirt guns. No, they have tear gas. No,
Henry probably does have a squirt gun with vinegar in it, though.
That's true.
If you think about it. See what I'm saying? We should get Henry on the phone. We should get Henry.
I'd say let's get him right now. Look up.
Try getting Henry on the phone right now. Would you please? Henry Waxman, we'll try getting him on the phone right now. As a matter of fact, Jake, give it to me. Folks, this is live. This is live radio. This is what we need to be doing. We need to call Henry out for who Henry is. Henry? We want to know why you would say such a stupid thing, and now it's going across the country because the Sons of Liberty just picked it up.
That's right.
And shared with the people across the country how constitutionally ignorant you really are.
Henry, give us your justice.
You know, isn't it interesting because now they're at the point they have no defense?
Mm-hmm. There isn't any.
Isn't it interesting that they have people caught up in a debate? Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah.
What are you
going to say? I'm with you here.
Isn't it crazy?
Yes.
That people are even talking about it. Folks, get out of the gun debate. There is no debate. You have rights, not privileges.
And how does a guy take what our... we're talking the Bill of Rights here. These are our rights that he's supposed to protect. And he's questioning the fact that people would dare preserve their rights. How is this guy still even standing in office?
People in California, you have a job to do. Are we going to be ringing here pretty quick?
Okay,
1 minute. She's getting old, Henry.
Somebody comes in. Just imagine somebody comes into the police department, says, I'd like a job. I'd like to be the new police chief. And the gal behind the counter says, okay, can you give me a resume? And he says, well, I don't really want to give you a resume because right now I'm a convicted felon that
has
escaped
from prison.
Yeah,
that'd be discrimination for me to have to actually produce a resume.
Think about that. I'm a convicted felon that has escaped from prison, and I want to be your police chief. I mean, isn't that what these guys are doing? They're criminal lawbreakers. They don't want to preserve your rights, but yet they want to serve in power?
Okay.
Contradiction of terms.
Okay, what I can do is I can get Henry on the phone
and just say,
Henry, did you say this?
Henry,
okay, let's go for it.
Something that you said.
Because, Heather, what we're doing is we're making sure that everything is concrete.
Yeah.
It's got to be solidified that he said it. She's saying that there may be some discrepancy here.
Or Henry.
Okay, now, Jake, you got the quote.
Yeah.
Heather, would you throw the quote down for me so I can actually do this? What's his name? Henry Waxman?
Henry Waxman. Mr. Waxman. And I'm pulling it up.
It looks like he waxed the top of his head.
So that you, I think somebody did, yeah.
Because
you know what? I got to be careful.
Let me see that.
Because
I don't see
that.
That's true.
I'm just going to stay out of
it. You reap what you sow.
I'm going to stay out of that.
He who sows to the wind reaps the whirlwind, and it takes away all of their hair on the top of their head.
Sure.
Jake, now that's not funny because your wife is actually listening. But go ahead, friends. Go ahead, Heather.
So I'm wearing a hat.
Okay, come on. This is Henry Waxman.
We're calling right now.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, can I give an update to the people? News with Views just posted a letter to tyrants by Bradley Dean. So the latest call.
Oh, it's great. It's sowing and reaping. I love that train
of
thought. Check it out. Yeah.
Especially since we're talking about elected officials and leaders. You reap what you sow. You are not above God. Period.
Okay, here we go.
Calling
Henry Waxman.
Press office.
Hi, is Henry available, please?
I'm sorry, can I ask who's calling?
No, ma'am, I just got a real quick question for you. It's been said that Henry said, if someone is so fearful that they are going to start using their weapons to protect their rights, it makes me very nervous that these people have weapons at all. Did Henry actually say that?
Is this a press call, sir?
No, it's a phone call. I'm just asking you a question. Did Henry actually say that, ma'am? That's all I need to know.
Just a moment, sir.
This is getting, I'm getting nervous, guys.
Yeah, I like this. I'm kind of shaking.
Congressman Waxman's office.
Hi, ma'am, I got a question for you. Is Henry Waxman available, please?
Hold on for one second. I think he's actually downvoting.
Okay. Okay, that'd be great.
Okay, and can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Bradley Dean.
Okay. Sorry, you said Bradley Dean?
Yeah. I mean, you can put your eminence in front of that if you'd like to, or... whatever the case might be. Bradley's good for me.
Okay. And can I ask what the call's in regards of?
Yeah, just a quote. I wanted to see if he actually stated something, and I'd love to ask Henry if he actually said it.
Okay. Hold on for 1 second, please.
Thank you. We may get Henry on the line, folks. Let's see what happens here. Do-do-do. dear.
Just waiting.
All right. Oh, we got 3 minutes, folks, before a break.
Hi, Bradley?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes.
Oh, no, not a problem. He's actually not in his office right now.
Can I ask you a question, then? Are you one of his aides?
Well, yeah, I'm an intern, but oh, I can...
Okay, cool.
Can
this try. Is just real simple. Did Henry say this? This is out there on the Internet right now, that Henry said if someone is so fearful that they are going to start using their weapons to protect their rights, it makes me very nervous that these people have weapons at all. Did he say that?
I personally don't know if he has said that.
Okay, great. Because if he did, I just wanted to make sure that he understands that his job is to uphold the Constitution, not to tear it down.
Yeah, I mean, I can connect you to his press office, and maybe...
Nah, we're good. Just, hey, you know what? America heard, and that's all I care about. And if you could just convey that to him, that we want him to magnify the Constitution, not tear it down, we greatly appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Have a nice day, Bradley.
Yep, you too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wish that she would have called me Your Eminence, but she didn't do that.
No. That would have been nice, though.
She was very cool. She was an intern, too, so she's not really guilty of anything besides working for Henry.
That's true.
And
not doing her due diligence?
No.
To understand what kind of a guy this is?
It's in case in point, I'm asking her the question, if Henry said something, the question should have been, why are you working for Henry?
Mm-hmm. That was one question we neglected to ask.
That is true.
Maybe we should call her back.
You think so?
So, why are you working for Henry?
Sooner or later, Henry's going to pick up the phone. Who is this? Now, who is this? Stop calling him. That's exactly right. So, anyways, we called Henry. We wanted to know if he said that. And we did it live. We asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't beat her on the... Well, dude, we do this all the time. Last time I did this with Keith Ellison, remember he about had a baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some loud noises in the
background. Can you believe that he can't hide behind scripted questions?
Ooh, that's tough.
That's what politicians hate. I mean, this is like a town hall meeting.
That's right.
On steroids.
Speaking of a town hall meeting, did you hear about the town hall meeting where the woman came up to the representative and said, why are you so pro-choice for women to kill their own babies inside of their womb, but yet they can't own a gun to protect their own lives?
Wait. Let's watch the verbiage and the vernacular. They can't own a gun. Yes, they can own a gun. Let's watch
that's
that.
True.
Okay.
You don't want them, in more particular.
That's right.
That's what the Democrats
Well, because
are
of guys
about.
Like Henry here, right?
That's good.
Yeah. Those guys make me nervous, man. They got guns. Well, so do you.
That's what protects you, boss.
Yeah.
So this girl comes up and confronts him.
No. See, you got to watch your vernacular. He's not my boss.
Yeah, that's
his boss.
That's right.
He works for we the people. He derives his just powers from the consent of we the people.
Governed.
Boy, Jake.
Boss.
You know what I like about this is Jake's getting his fill today, isn't he, guys? Yes, remember yesterday? Yeah, you mocked me yesterday about infallible, and remember that?
Infallibility?
And then I said a quote wrong. Yeah, I remember that.
Infallible.
It hangs on me. Yes. And it really does. I correct myself on these kind of things because it really does matter. But anyways, all in fun, friends. Go
ahead. Particular gentleman, I'm not going to call him a gentleman. I'm not going to screw up again. This Democrat said to the girl.
Criminal. Go ahead. Call him criminal.
I need to move on to a different question.
Yes.
I'm tongue-tied. I can't explain why I'm willing to take away your rights and incriminate you as a citizen.
Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming.
Coming.
Practical advice.
Affordable solutions.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits.
Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo.
Prepare to survive now.
Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli.
Get Prepared Expo.
Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We got one comment. Well, one of the comments was despicable scum, speaking of Revenge of the Nerds Henry, criminal from California. We just called him live, friends. If you missed that, that's how you have to do it. You just have to do it live, because that way nothing's scripted. They're not ready. They got to do it off the cuff, and we see what's in their hearts.
That's right.
But that was probably the closest that I've gotten as far as a live phone call.
It was pretty close.
To the availability of the individual that works for us. Mm-hmm. Actually, if we'd have got Henry on the phone, I'd have made it mandatory for him to call me boss.
Yes.
But what about you? What would you?
I like that.
Nothing but boss. You would have called him boss, and I'd have said, no, yeah. Jake. We're
his
boss.
It's this new slang thing. Everybody's using the word boss. Hey, boss. What's going on, boss?
No.
Not everybody.
Have you been watching Fox News or something?
Well, only on Sunday.
When they played our
that's
piece.
That's right.
Yeah, our victory in Boca Raton,
got
Florida.
That right.
By the way, that's posted as well on
Sunday.
We Sons
played that
Liberty
on the
Radio.
Constitution course last night, too.
Yeah.
This is the demonstration of the Constitution in action.
Yeah. You know what? The video that we have online, my conservative talk at the conservative meeting.
Yes.
In Arizona, the conservative state.
Lots of cactus.
Lots of cactuses. Do you want to tell them about the cactus?
Yeah, they were all over the place. Well, the cactus, I found out. I went outside.
Yes.
I think I was drinking a cup of coffee. Just
you wouldn't want to, like, lean up against one of them, right?
No, I touched one in between where, you know, just the scales of the thing. And it's, like, hard. It's like an oak tree. Anyhow, the guy tells me.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It doesn't look that way.
They were soft.
Yeah, so
like I was just going to hug it.
You don't want to hug something with little needles on it, Jake.
No, there's a guy hugging it.
Jake's the only guy that I know that wants to hug a porcupine. No, you don't want to do that. That's what a cactus is, too, Jake.
Yes,
but it's a plant.
Except porcupines, they shoot their quills.
Did you want to hug the cactus because of your environmentalism?
Yes. I want to protect the environment.
Yes.
So
you want to give it a hug.
That's right.
Okay, Jake, get to the point.
It'll help it grow faster.
How heavy are they?
So this guy's sitting there. He's like, man, did you know that those things can weigh 10 tons? I said, what? A cactus? He said, yeah, there's pictures of it where they fall over and crush a car. A cactus. I'm thinking of this little spongy thing that kind of goes boing, you know, bounces off the car, bounces back up. Very, very heavy. On the inside, it's a wonder. And it takes,
I think, a wonder, because you said that to me, and I looked at him, and I said, Jake, are you sure about that? Because I thought maybe they're filled with liquid.
Yeah, they just look soft and squishy.
Well, they don't look soft and squishy to me. They look green and pringly.
And prickly.
Prickly? Yes.
Well, they're that, too. We felt those. There's a lot of interesting things down in Arizona, but the best part of Arizona was the speed, I will say.
What else was interesting in Arizona? Because the only thing I seen was mountains, sand, and cactuses.
Yeah, but that was what was interesting.
And I see a big rat cross the street.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Why didn't you show me?
And I didn't know if it was like prey or if they hunted them rats in Arizona or what the case. I just wanted to get away from it.
Yeah.
Armadillo. I was asking about, do you got armadillo? They said they have coyotes. And I said, what about armadillo? And they said the other thing they have was rattlesnakes. They come out in the heat.
I saw a roadrunner, a coyote chasing a roadrunner. And the roadrunner went, meep, meep.
Wow. We're going to just kind of push you away from Jake right now.
Next topic.
Wow.
Well, it's supposed to crash.
That was Kerry.
Oh, there's the crash.
Kerry wants to be a part of the show, too.
Thanks, Kerry.
Folks, have you ever noticed that in America we often call choice a sickness? The word choice, Webster's 1828, means the act of voluntary selection. For example, if I'm thirsty and make a choice to walk to the cupboard, pull out a glass, fill it with water so I can drink it, this is choice. The word sickness means a weakened state. Webster's 1828. Listen carefully. The word sickness means a weakened state. In the early 1990s, I was watching a TV program. I don't watch the garbage anymore. About a man who weighed nearly 1,400 pounds, no exaggeration, who had an eating disorder, they said. He was so big, he couldn't even get out of bed, poor guy. As time went on during the show, the camera crew started to play the emotions of the TV audience by taking a shot that showed the man lying helplessly in his bed. Then they immediately swung back to the audience, who began weeping for this big man. The audience was playing right into the hands of the emotions that were taking place. The camera crew, however, made a mistake and pulled the camera back to the man lying in bed, and lo and behold, there was the problem. The man that everybody was feeling sorry for, that couldn't get out of bed because he was overweight, had a plate of food right under his face. And I noticed that it was his hand putting the food into his own mouth. As a matter of fact, I didn't see anyone shoving food in his face or even holding a gun to his head to make him eat. No, this man was making a choice and he was voluntarily feeding his own body, but America fell for the fact that he was sick. This is a true story. And by the way, this man is now deceased. He's dead. He's gone. He's history. We often see school shootings across our nation and hear and see those who are protesting to rid our lands of guns, yet it is the guns that ensure our freedom in this nation. They take your arms, there goes your freedom. By itself, the gun is a great tool of defense or offense when it is used to protect and ensure our freedom. And in this case, the guns do not kill. The people who pull the triggers are the killers. They're making choices, friends. They're not sick. But what does America fall for? We take the focus off the guilty party and blame the weapon instead of putting the blame on the murderer where it belongs. This, in fact, friends, is ridiculous. Then we see and say the person shooting the gun is sick, when in fact he's not sick, he just made a bad choice. Instead of pointing the finger of blame where it belongs, we slap his hand and begin a campaign to rid the land of guns. And by the way, if you want to go back to the heavy man that was diagnosed with an eating disorder, they said he was sick. What, should we blame the spoons for that man being overweight and say that he was sick? You have to be careful, friends. Let's say you believe we should get rid of guns. If this is correct thinking, then it would only be fair to rid ourselves of other destructive weapons. For example, rape is increasing in our country. As a matter of fact, when one of our former presidents came into office, pornography went up 98% in the United States. That would be Bill Clinton. Well, what weapon does a rapist use to commit his crime? In nearly every grocery store, gas station, and drugstore, what do you see? Everywhere you go, there is semi-pornography, and pornographic material all over the place, half-naked girls and guys on the covers of magazines to sell, sell, sell. As a matter of fact, the word pornography is derived from a Greek word called pornia, which means harlot or the subject of prostitutes or prostitution. Again, what do you see in America? We say that the rapist is a sick person. But what caused this sickness? It happened because of the choice he made to ponder on sick thoughts. And if this is the case, why don't we blame pornography? Why don't we pull it off the shelves and do away with the movies we see in cartoons that the kids watch? I'll tell you why. Because we delight in these things if you're a sinner, not saved by grace. See, friends, the secret pleasures of life, yet people rape because of what they see. Why do they rape? Because they make a choice to rape. What about drinking? Everywhere you look, there are billboards or posters on the wall suggesting that it's a cool thing to party. But what about the flip side? Do we explore how many people are killed by drunk drivers? Nope. Instead, we pacify our consciences into thinking that one day it will go away and we can continue to party hardy. After all, nothing bad will ever happen to us, or so we think. Alcohol kills. No, alcohol doesn't kill. We say that the drunk driver has a sickness, but he obviously wasn't too sick to put his keys in the ignition to start the car and drive away. That sounds like a choice to me. In America, we say these people are sick, slap their hands, attempt rehabilitation because it makes money for the bureaucracy, and then let them walk free 1 or 2 years later while a father or mother has lost their son or daughter to the crimes that they committed by the choices that they made. Can right be dropped to a lower level, or can wrong be raised to a higher level? No. Right is right as white is white, and wrong as black is black. Friends, do we have a drug problem in America? Yes, we do. By the way, you wouldn't have an immigration problem in this country neither, friends, with illegals if America wasn't buying the drugs. Do we have a drug problem in America? Yeah. Again, who's buying the drugs? The people that have a drug problem, where's the sickness in that? They're the ones that got the money, found the dealer, drove over to where he or she can buy it. So I don't see where the sickness can be involved in any sense of the word. Let's say, for example, you're speeding down the highway. You get pulled over by the police officer. Are you going to say to him, sir, I have a very heavy foot. You should have pulled me over because I'm weak in this area. I know I broke the law. Take the ticket that he wrote out. Rip it up, throw it on the ground, and say, officer, I'm sick and you need to help me. What is that cop going to do? But this is the mentality that's being thrown down on the American people today. Instead of making bad choices, and by the way, that is not going to work on Judgment Day, friends. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. God said in Deuteronomy 30:19, going back to the Old Testament, he said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. And it's amazing to me how many people want to cover themselves with excuses as if that's going to work on the day of judgment. Because God's going to look at you and say, what do you mean you are sick? No, that's what carnal men told you. And let me tell you, those carnal men are at war with me as well. You know as well as I do, you're not sick. And on judgment day, you're going to be appointed to stand before me. And I'm going to tell you right then and there, because your conscience knew with knowledge, friends, by the Holy Ghost, that you were committing the act of sin before me. And the only reason you did what you did and continued in your ways is because man didn't love you enough to tell you the truth. But now you have the truth. How are you responding to the options that you have in life by the choices that you make? Because you are accountable for them. Let me intensify that in grace a little bit. Jesus said, we're going to give an account for every idle thought and every idle word that goes in and goes out of our mouths. Just think about that. All things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. That's awesome. A sparrow will not fall. Wow, the Bible says in Proverbs that God beholds the good and the evil in all places at all times. How are you walking before a just and holy God? Because you're not sick. You're just making choices, friends. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hello, this This is Reverend Dean.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I started listening to Sons of Liberty and connecting with other listeners. Also, Sons of Liberty helped me with the direction to find, understand the truth, and be the best patriot I can be. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Bible are armor our Creator intended all mankind to have. Thank you guys for magnifying our patriot's duty.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Folks, over the last segment, my point is this, is what this nation needs to do is take responsibility for its actions and point the finger where it really belongs, at ourselves, because we are not sick people. We are simply making bad choices. It's that simple.
Puts the responsibility back to us.
Well, that's what we need to do before we can right the wrongs. You'll never be able to right the wrongs until you first right the wrongs. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't mock
me
for that
one. You'll
never
be able to right the wrongs until you're able to right the wrongs. You've got to right the wrongs.
Well, you'll never go forward.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead.
If you don't go forward, then who's to blame? Well, the person who didn't take the steps. And how do you take the steps? You right your wrongs. You admit your wrongs first, that you can move forward. As we move forward in this country right now, at this day and age, it's always important to understand that we have a whole generation that's out there right now that doesn't even understand their wrongs. And the ability for us to be able to go out and reach that generation and show them what the law says, and then share with them the sacrifice of those generations past that have put their blood on the altar of liberty for the sake of that generation, you're going to start to see a whole new generation rectify themselves to the truth.
He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but who confesseth and forsaketh, owneth them and forsakes them, shall have mercy, saith the Lord. Proverbs 28, 13.
That's right. They turn
there
from
you
it. You know what? That's the word repentance means. It means to turn from. So I go the other direction. I don't continue and consist and persist in my crimes.
Yes. I was just going to actually kick off a quote here from Eleanor Roosevelt, because she was right in saying that. She said, in the long run, we shape our lives and we shape ourselves. The process never ends until we die. And the choices we make are ultimately our own responsibility. Of course.
Well,
what about Don Henley? Of all people to say this.
Yeah, I know. It's just
Eagles. Now, he said in the old days, words like sin and Satan had a moral certitude. Today, they are replaced with self-help jargon. Words like dysfunction and antisocial behavior, discouraging any responsibility for one's own actions. He should speak.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, well, he knows, doesn't he? Speaking of one of the vessels.
His experience.
Yeah, and his whole band. So what does he put forth? He knows it. Well, gosh, that goes back to show that they know exactly what they're doing. On the interview this morning, they were talking about musicians.
And the only way that they know what they're doing is because we have taken the board out of our own selves. We've repented, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and God has given us an ability to see the wrongs. And you can't see the wrongs until you first repent of your wrongs, so God will give you eyes to see. Revelations 3, He'll anoint your eyes.
That's amazing grace. I once was blind, but now I see.
Amen. That's awesome. Doug Larson said the reason people blame things on the previous generation is that they're only that's their only other choice. Well, of course, but they don't understand Scripture testifies against their inaction because wisdom is justified by her children. You can't complain about your reflection, friends, can you? I'm talking about the older generation. Of course.
There's only one other choice. If you can't blame somebody else, who do you have to blame?
I don't know.
Back to myself. Can't blame me, so I've got to blame somebody else.
And if you do see something where someone's dropping the ball, well, then, you know what? Encourage
yourself.
That's exactly right.
I mean, what did God do when he made his creation? He saw that they fell. What did he do? Stupid creation. They did it. They made the choice because they did.
Yeah.
No, he went in and brought his responsibility. He gave his son who died for our sins. There's no excuse.
Let me take you back to George Washington Carver. He said 99% of all failures come from people who have a habit of making excuses. Let me say this. This is from Bradley Dean. Okay? You ready for this? It'll be profound.
Ready.
Procrastination, I'll do it tomorrow, friends. I'll do it later, is the biggest robber of blessings.
Yep.
It is. Do what you can do today while you can do it, because you're not promised tomorrow.
Show.
Did you like that?
I like it.
Someone quote that?
I like it.
It's a new tweet. Wayne Dyer, all blame is a waste of time, he said. No matter how much fault you find with another, and regardless of how much you blame him, it will not change you. True. Good. That's right. So why don't you change yourself to change others?
Isn't that what Christ said?
That's right.
Judge not, lest you be judged. What is he saying?
Well, how are you to raise up a child if you haven't raised yourself up?
That's right. Because that child is going to learn by your example.
Totally.
And how
I like this, man. This is philosophy.
That's right.
We're a bunch of philosophers right now. You know what philosophy is, right? James Madison rightly said, Jake.
Common sense meanings by using really big words. Actually, but let's do it the other way around. Really big words with common sense meaning.
It's the same.
Yep.
Yeah. Pith and marrow.
That's right.
Yeah. He's a smart guy. Have you ever heard this before? Satan stood amidst all of his cohorts, demons, imps, and the like, asking the question, what can I do to deceive the people further? Just then, Satan had the idea to reward the one who would come up with a new deception by giving him all that he could desire. Soon, a demon glided up to Satan and said, I know what I can do to deceive the people further. What, said Satan with a loud, growling anticipation. I can tell the people that there is no God, responded the demon. No, said Satan with a loud voice, you fool. Man knows within himself that there is a creator. For creation itself testifies of this very truth. Soon after, a minion reports, he approached Satan and said, I can deceive the people by telling them that they evolved from monkeys. With a loud voice, Satan reprimanded this one by saying, there is none so foolish amongst God's creation to believe such foolishness. Are there none here that are better at deceiving the people than those that have approached me, said Satan? I thought I had taught you better than that. One more step forward from the back with a smile on his face, confidently approached the father of lies and said, I will tell these created beings of the Most High that there's more time. That there's always tomorrow. Yet Scripture says life is but a vapor and you're not promised tomorrow. The Bible tells us that we're to redeem the times, not to make excuses for the times. When you think of guys like great preachers, Jonathan Edwards, he wrote out resolutions to perfect himself because he knew he was going to answer to God for his lifestyle and everything that he was called to do. Remember what Michelangelo said? Michelangelo was the artist, the famous artist. And right before he died, his famous last words were in essence that he failed to live up to the standard that God called him to live up to. Who could say that about Michelangelo? But that's a man that understands real grace. See, Charles Spurgeon, the great prince of preachers, rightly said, Those that understand grace are seeking perfection. I'm saying that. This is what Spurgeon said. He used to pray to God for more grace to keep his commandments better. Now, the professed church in America has you thinking that grace and law are at war with one another, when in fact they're not. Christ didn't come to abrogate the law. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets, said Jesus. He said, not one jot nor one tittle shall in any wise pass away until all be fulfilled. Who fulfilled it? Jesus Christ, Romans 10:4. Amen? People need to understand that you're not promised tomorrow. How many people without... You know what the number one killer in the world is?
Trees, right?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Trees.
Or run into a tree. We've got to blame the
trees.
Oh,
you drive down the highway. Well, I'm not talking about it like that. I'm saying that you drive down the highway. Uh-huh. Folks, we're on the road quite a bit. You see those little crosses all across the country. Do you think that for some reason they got in the car and they said, I'm going to die today?
What about the guy that choked on a piece of steak?
And I'm not trying to curse anybody. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law, friends. But the bottom line is we don't know when we're going to take our last breath. We just met someone at this Arizona conservative speech. And this woman walked up and said, my husband had a heart attack unexpectedly. That's got to be really hard.
Yeah.
She said that. And people really need to know that today is the day of salvation. You're not promised tomorrow, 2 Corinthians 6:2. And that's really what it comes down to. I got to break it down really quick here. I was just going to quote that, and then you pull it away again. This is actually Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo.
Wait. Hang on. Famous last words, Bradley. Famous last words. Okay, let's go over here. Where are you at? Famous last words. Yes, it is. Leonardo da Vinci, I'm sorry. He said, I offended God and mankind because my work did not reach the quality it should have. What did Michelangelo say?
He actually painted the top of the Sistine Chapel. And when he was painting it?
Flawless.
Yes, flawlessly. He was up close. He went blind.
And we're not talking about the guitar player that's like 70 years old.
No, and we're not talking about the Ninja Turtle
in the 80s. Yeah. Okay.
Leonardo, Michelangelo.
Right. Yeah.
But that's what he basically said, is they said, why are you being so specific and detailed? He lost his sight over it. No one's going to see it way up there. And he said, God does.
Amen.
He was painting it as according to the one that he was painting.
Amen.
And that's what made him great. People say, well, he's a great artist. Yeah, that's the reason he was great, because he was morally convicted of his work. As a matter of fact, bringing this message now to the next generation, folks, they do care, and it's within them. I was on an interview here this afternoon where this gentleman was talking about the kids and how they're at and where they're lost and that there's very little hope left in this generation. The hope is found in what we bring to them. And we want you to be a part of bringing that message to them as well. Support our fight for justice. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We've just done a facelift to that website. It's different looking, still has the same nuts and bolts, a little bit more easy to navigate. Click on the Support Our Cause for Justice or become a son or daughter of liberty. Join now. There's different levels of doing that. Part of that is being a part of the Constitution course. We need your donations, folks. You can depend upon us to reach this generation if we can depend upon you to support us to get there.
Check out the video, friends. I think it will tell you a lot. It's a video that we did in Arizona last week. It's about, it's a short video. I think you'll like it. Please post a comment. It's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and or go to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, it is posted there as well. It's really fun. It's a really nice camera system that they had working that day. But check out the content. Tell us what you think. And please, friends, keep us in mind when you're supporting. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.